At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Off and running on Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159. Lisi holding it down for the next hour. Carver will be out on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow, but a lot to get to. We got NHL action, playoff game number 5 in Florida. Florida and Edmonton, a lot to get to in regards to that game. Potentially, we got a lot of NFL talk. T. Higgins does sign with the Cincinnati Bengals. What does that mean long-term in terms of the season for the Bengals that moved their futures price in regards to a Super Bowl ticket down from about 10-1 to now 7-1 in regards to the AFC. So we'll see if Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins can run it back yet again and potentially challenge Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in regards to the AFC Championship game. You want to join in on the conversation? Give us a call, 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. I'm going to continue to beat this drum while Carver's out. That win that Carver had in regards to the U.S. Open. I know Carver wanted to be here today in regards to talking about the Open. He pounded the drum and pounded the pick in regards to Bryson DeChambeau. 20-1 on Coast to Coast, 18-1 in multiple books over the weekend. I believe he did double down in regards to that, but the amazing 55-foot chip shot to win it and hoist the hardware in terms of the U.S. Open. Fantastic pick for Carver and the Golf Syndicate. I continue to say it. I'll give props. They've been hot as a pistol, not just Carver, Cam, and the crew. Keith Stewart that comes on the show. They've been nailing picks left and right all season long. And again, you know, I just pick in regards to the names. These guys do the research. So I know we wanted to be here tonight. I told them I'd give them the props. So great pick by Carver and DeChambeau coming through in regards to the U.S. Open.
Joe, what's crazy about that? You know what's crazy about that, Bryson DeChambeau, is that he was minus 110 going into the last day. And I couldn't really understand that, considering how he played in previous tournaments, you know, before the U.S. Open, how DeChambeau has been playing over the last couple weeks. So to sort of see him at minus 110 on the last day, going into the last day, was insane. I actually took it at minus 110 because of the lead that he actually had, and he was plus 400 after the first day as well. So Carver was really slamming that. But man, right. How about that? Minus 110 going into the last day. He's crazy. Yeah. He pulled it off.
He did a great job. And I know him and Cam had tweeted it out. They talked about it all week on Coast to Coast, and they were on it, and he comes through, and he texted me on Saturday and said, you know, root this in for me. I said, you got it, you know, and we talked again on Father's Day, and you know, I know he wanted to be here, did have some personal things to take care of today, but when he comes back tomorrow, we'll touch on it as well. He's very happy about that. So, I mean, hey, you know, it was one of these elevated events, Matias. You know, this is what we talk about in regards to the golf. You know, I like backing the guys like Griot. Now, in terms of the top 20 first round, he came through. I should have played him. Another one of my guys did step up, not long term, but he did step up in regards to top 20 for the first round. That was a pretty good price. I think it was plus 380 or 4-1 in regards to that. So, you know, he was a 400-1 shot. He stepped up. What are you going to do? You know, I like the long shots, but I did see that 55-footer amazing. I mean, when you talk about buckling down, Matias, and making the shot of a lifetime, that's it right there. I mean, you know,
it reminded me of the shot that Xander Schauffele actually made. Remember the shot that Xander Schauffele made in order to hit birdie on the 18th hole?
And, no. Now you're getting a little technical. Why don't you tell us about it?
It just happened. It was literally, what was it, 3 weeks ago where Xander Schauffele won that tournament, and he made that massive shot to earn him a birdie. And you know who was sitting right behind him, Joe? Is Bryson DeChambeau. Remember Bryson DeChambeau tied him up, and then Xander Schauffele finishes the 18th hole with a birdie, which won him the tournament. And it was about to go to a tiebreaker. You know, it was about to go to a sudden death. But Xander Schauffele said no, but he made an incredible shot off balance. You know, his feet were in the sand. It just incredible stuff. And it's great because this is what golf needs. You know, this is the type of stuff that golf needs in order for young people to start getting more into the sport than they already are. You know what I mean? We're getting badass wins left and right.
Well, there you go. We gave the golf its due, right? So we gave it. You want to talk about the golf, you want to talk about something else. Obviously, we're going to get into college and pro football in this hour. Join in on the conversation. 844-843-6879 is the number. 844-843-6879. I do want to give you your props. So what is going on with McGregor? UFC 303, he's toast. Him and Michael Chandler are done. It's done in the water,
and poor Michael Chandler has already relayed to Dana White that he still intends to wait for Conor McGregor.
But what does that mean? Wait for Conor McGregor to win? The end of the year? What is the reason why McGregor can't fight? What is the real reason? Do we have
a fracture on the same leg that he broke. The titanium plate in his leg did not hold up. There was a pop.
He's not going to be ready for months. He's not going to be ready for like 8 or 9 months at the least.
Supposedly, this is a small injury that doesn't take that time to heal back up. But at the same time, that's no guarantee. That's no guarantee. And you know,
wait a second.
It's also coming. You know, he's got a crack in
the titanium. It's the lower leg, right? So like the shin is what he broke, correct?
Hello? Yes, Joe. Yes. I don't want to get bad information, but yes.
No, it's the shin. That's never healing correctly, Matias. That is something that is never, if it's not healed now, even if they redo it and they re-sew it or put more titanium or whatever they do, bond it, that is never going to heal within a 4 or 5 month. He's not going to fight this year at all. You're telling me Chandler's going to wait around till next year to fight just Conor? Why does he want to fight Conor McGregor so bad? I understand the money, but isn't there somebody else, another headliner that we could get? Another has-been champion?
There's not, Joe. That's the thing. There's nobody else that Michael Chandler is going to be able to fight that's going to make him the amount of money that the Conor McGregor fight will make. And I thought about this because literally Chandler came out with a video a couple hours before the show started today, and he was walking in the forest, you know, where he's from in Tennessee, and You know, he gave his little story. You could tell that he's sad and depressed and angry. You could tell that he's frustrated. And he starts talking about God and what his purpose is and what the journey could be like. And then he, you know, he pretty much says, like, he's going to wait. And he's disappointed while he's translating this message of him saying that he's going to wait. You know, he's not saying it happily. You know, he's not saying it with positive energy. So at the same time, that's not a for sure thing. The message that he pretty much sent across was, we're going to wait a little bit longer to see what the thesis is going to be. We're going to see what Connor is doing on his time off right now, is what I'm thinking. They're going to see, is he taking this injury serious? Or is he going to be drinking at the Black Four gin and pouring pints for all of his Irish crowd? You know what I mean? Like, what's he going to be
possible.
Doing? If he's doing that, I don't think Michael Chandler is going to wait. You know, that's my impression. If we see Connor go to his Connor party mode right now with a hairline fracture on his back leg, Connor, you know, Chandler's probably going to take another fight. But if we see the opposite and we see Connor rehabbing and getting in there and being on the bike and blah, blah, then I still see Chandler waiting for Red Panty Night.
All right. We'll see how that plays out. I mean, this is unbelievable circumstances regarding UFC 303. We're just getting started here on Carver and Lisi. We'll come back. We'll talk about NFL, T. Higgins, big picture, AFC odds coming right back. Keep it where it is, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi right here, Sports Grid Radio. Breaking in a little UFC. Got to keep Matias happy, right? I gave Carver his props. I tickled him with the golf. And then I had to tickle Matias with a little UFC. Keep him honest. That's it. I had to keep you honest with the jab. Sprinkle in a little Conor McGregor. Now I have to keep myself honest. We'll go to the NFL action. I talked about T. Higgins at the start in regards to what it means. I believe it's a great signing for both parties. It's similar to what we saw Saquon Barkley in regards to the Giants. They signed him to a one-year deal last year. Was it the money that he wanted? No. He plays out the season. The Giants limp under expectations, and now he's playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, a contender with the opportunity to potentially win an NFC championship and maybe go to the Super Bowl, and then maybe it'll be the same for T. Higgins in 2025, but he has a better shot than Saquon did this year with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. And it is a situation where I mentioned it. They were 10-1 to win the AFC. Now they're 7-1, and rightfully so. I mean, you have the big three back. You have, and people, I think, forget this, Matias, is that, you know, in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, when it was, you know, Cincy and the L.A. Rams with Stafford, it wasn't Ja'Marr Chase. Yeah, Chase had some catches, but it was T. Higgins that stepped up on the big stage, right? When they double-teamed Ja'Marr Chase, it was T. Higgins that just stepped up. He's a big-game receiver, has stepped up in playoff games previously, and if you're going to make a title run, you want to have veteran guys that have already been there and done that. And again, the quarterback to wide receiver relationship is huge for Joe Burrow. He's got his big two back. When he knows the breaks, he knows where T. Higgins is going to be, and there's still tread on the tire. Even though we only played 12 games last year and he was hurt, there's still tread on the tire, and he's a winner. He's a national champion. So, again, I think it's a win-win for both parties. You brought up the fact, what if he gets hurt? But, again, I think it's deserving of what we see the market movement. The $3 from 10-1 to now 7-1. I believe Cincinnati is a better contender, and maybe I'm crazy, than Baltimore. I'm just not buying in. I know they're in the same division, but I need to see Lamar Jackson do it in regards to the passing game. When he's trailing, when Kansas City has his back against the wall, I need to see Lamar and those, I want to say, band of nobody wide receivers. Yeah, Zay Flowers is good. He's not Ja'Marr Chase. He's not even T. Higgins. I need to see those band of wide receivers step up and actually produce in a playoff environment. Do you buy into the $3 movement?
I'm completely with you on everything you just said, Joe. I definitely think that the Cincinnati Bengals are a contender over the Baltimore Ravens, 100%. I've never been a Ravens guy. I'm part of the wagon that says Lamar Jackson's a great runner, a great playmaker, you know, excellent football player. But at the end of the day, in the playoffs, when you're playing the best against the best, when you're playing the best teams at that moment, in that type of environment, in that moment of the season, you know, AFC Championship or, you know, the game before the championship game, those, you know, the biggest games of the season, I just don't trust that offense to produce the way that they produce in the regular season. And I've been thinking that and saying that for days, you know, since the Ravens lost to the Chargers, you know, back when the whole movement in the Lamar Jackson era started, you know, where the Chargers went to Baltimore and upset them. You know, everybody thought the Ravens were going to smoke the Chargers. No, case denied. This year, same thing. Ravens dropped the ball massively, you know, against the Chiefs in Baltimore. The Chiefs smoked them. Turnover after turnover, bad pass after bad pass. I just can't trust it, Joe. And do you think the Baltimore Ravens offense is going to be better than last year, you know, in the regular season? You know, how great was that offense in the regular season, the Baltimore Ravens? Super Bowl bound, 50 points a game. Who cares who they played? You know, I don't see that happening in the playoffs. And that's why. And the thing with the Bengals, though, I love the Bengals. I love that offense. Always making moves. They fixed the offensive line. They did all the right things. But can Joe Burrow stay healthy?
Well, that's the thing. Healthy? That is
we're talking about a guy that gets injured consistently. He's always been injured. He's one of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen, Joe.
Right. And he's I agree. You know, and he, you know, say what you will, he's just one of those quarterbacks that has bumps and bruises, and sometimes they're season ending, right? You know, the wrist, the calf, you know. Now the calf issue wasn't as bad. He played through it. He made it. You know, it wasn't that bad. But the wrist was one where, you know, that you know, you can't throw. You obviously you're out, and that was the one thing in regards to that. The ACL again was another situation. I think Joe Burrow, just from an experience standpoint, he's one of the quarterbacks with Mahomes that, you know, if you're down by seven, and I keep saying this, if you're down by seven or need a score to tie or win, who do you want under center? That's how you judge and gauge a franchise quarterback. It's not the stats. It's not what he does in the regular season. It's when in a playoff game or when the 2 minutes are on the line, who do you want to have the ball? That's the guy that responds, and along with Pat Mahomes and a handful of others, right? I put Jalen Hurts in there. Even though he didn't win a Super Bowl, I still think Jalen Hurts is a better winner than Dak Prescott, right? I would still have more confidence in Jalen Hurts personally. Matt Stafford, another guy. You know, there's only a handful of guys that you say and could judge elite level and caliber talent. I think an up-and-comer in regards to that, Jordan Love is another guy. He showed that. Now, can it continue? I think Jordan Love is a guy with the game on the line, and I know he didn't come through in San Francisco, but again, playing another full season, I expect him to be that guy. I've seen enough now in a small, limited sample size where I think Jordan Love could be that type of player as well. And that's how you judge it. You know, Brock Purdy, great regular season. Game is on the line, tied Kansas City, but couldn't get in. So we'll see in regards to how that plays out this coming season. So we'll take a look and we'll break it down. Dylan, we'll wait for Matias to come back. I think we might be, there we go, coming into a little bit of a commercial. We'll talk NFC futures and maybe sprinkle in a little college football. Coming right back on CNL. Keep it where it is. We're coming right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Lisi in the cockpit. Carver will be back tomorrow. We'll break down game number 5 in regards to the NHL. We'll break in some Major League Baseball. We'll get you prepped and ready. We're talking NFL action. I left off talking about the AFC, and I left off talking about Jordan Love. The NFC is wide open, I believe, in regards to you. Just look at the futures. I know San Francisco's there, plus 320. Detroit is there at 6-1. Eagles, plus 650. Dallas, 7-1. Green Bay, 8-1. I think they're the team. I know a lot of people are high on them as well. I picked them last year as a dark horse. They lose by 3 points, can't close out the 49ers. But again, the progression and trajectory of Jordan Love. You talk about the last 10 games of the regular season heading into that playoff loss to San Francisco. Jordan Love was not one of the hottest quarterbacks in terms of the NFL and NFC. The two hottest quarterbacks at the end of the regular season in the NFC happened to be Baker Mayfield with Canales and Jordan Love. And the numbers suggest that. I mean, Baker Mayfield over the last seven games heading into that playoff loss to Detroit was averaging around 289 passing yards per game. Similarly, you look at Jordan Love since like early November, basically right around the time that he beat the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving Day, he averaged 273 passing yards per game. He threw for 23 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He was no longer tucking the ball and running. You look at like the first 6 or 7 games of the Packers regular season last year, Jordan Love was accumulating rushing yards. He was almost outrushing his passing production in regards to blowing through his totals, running the football. What does that show? That shows a quarterback, in my estimation, that doesn't really have a very good grasp or confidence in terms of reading coverage before forcing balls into coverage, decided to tuck it and run. Inexperienced, but as the season progressed, he became a better pocket passer. Now, the wide receiver help that he had, you talk about Dontavian Wicks. You talk about Christian Watson when he was there. Jaden Reed. I mean, those band of wide receivers really came on to support Jordan Love. And he elevated his play. He became a confident quarterback. He knew where he wanted to go with the football. All of a sudden, he limited interceptions. He was no longer running because he had confidence in where he was going to go in regards to the passing tree. That shows progression. That shows a trajectory that hopefully in year two can elevate just the way C.J. Stroud had on the AFC side. So that's why I'm high in regards to Green Bay. And that defense, say what you will, that defense in terms of the playoff run, they became very opportunistic. They forced turnovers. They were better against the run, I thought, for the most part. They were a bend-but-don't-break unit. If they can add some, you know, physicality this year, especially in regards to maybe becoming a top 15 type of unit, they're going to be just fine. So 8-1, I think, is pretty good odds. When you look at the NFC, though, I mean, yes, San Francisco, we know how great they are. But again, you know, it's not easy. Detroit, is their regression? They're no longer the hunted, they're the hunted. You know, people are going to be gunning for Jared Goff and St. Brown and Jahmyr Gibbs right now. And is that defense up to the task of shutting down opposing offenses? Who do you look to? I can't buy into Dak. I'm sorry. I need to see it before I do it. I backed them in previous years. It was a complete money burn. I refuse to do that this year. Atlanta, Matias will say, oh, they're good. They got Kirk Cousins. Complete
what
compiler.
What do they have to do? What do
they have to actually win something. I'm sorry. They actually have. I would much rather, sorry, and we can get into this in the back end, but I would much rather back an aging Matt Stafford, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, Blake Corum, and Kyren Williams than I would your gutless Falcons at 13-1. We're coming right back on Carver and Lisi, baby. More NFL talk. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tell you what, I haven't been perfect with my picks. Tell you that. Totally cold as ice in terms of the baseball. But we'll see. Maybe, hopefully we could turn it around in regards to the games as the week progresses, so we'll keep you there. We're talking about the NFC odds, and I left off, and I'll give Matias an opportunity. I said there's no shot you could get me to buy in on gutless Kirk Cousins. I don't care that Kirk Cousins puts up numbers in the regular season. I don't care if he's one of the most productive quarterbacks in regards to – you could throw out names. You want to say he's just as good as Pat Mahomes in terms of numbers, like whoever you want to throw out, Aaron Rodgers, Tua, I don't care. Okay, the bottom line is this. Come playoff time, I don't want Kirk Cousins under center. He hasn't won all but one game against Drew Brees 6 years ago. Okay, he hasn't won one playoff game that is a notch in his belt that you say, I want that guy under center. I'm sorry, just it's not going to happen. And again, I would rather have Matt Stafford that won a Super Bowl with a great supporting cast and a great head coach in Sean McVay than Raheem Morris and a cast of nobodies. And the fact that Atlanta has better odds than LA is a complete joke, Matias. I'm sorry. It just is, though. Bijan Robinson's good, but again, he doesn't make this team. Kyle Pitts hasn't lived up to expectations. Drake London, the same thing. And just because Kirk Cousins is there doesn't mean that their defense is all of a sudden going to be stellar. So I would much rather back, if I had $1,000 and you're saying who, I would put the money on LA at 13-1 than I would Atlanta at 10-1.
Joe, I'm not going to argue with you on that one. I actually do like the Rams over the Falcons, too. I think the Rams have an excellent chance to make some noise in the NFC, considering what they did in the playoffs and them almost beating Detroit. But I think that the Falcons and the Rams actually have a lot in common. You know, will their defense be able to stop anybody in the final moments of the game if they're up by 2 points, if they're up by 1 point, you know, and there's 2 minutes left in the game? Can their defense get that stop that allows them to win the game? And the Rams, since the Super Bowl, they haven't been able to do that, and they definitely didn't do that against Detroit. Easier said than done. That offense was stellar last year. But even with the Falcons had numerous times last year where the defense played a great game overall, and then the Falcons end up coming back, taking the lead, and then the defense can't stop whoever they're playing in the final drive of the game, and there goes the game. The other team wins with a field goal. So if the Falcons are able to turn that around and win close games instead of losing them, then yeah, I actually do put them in the driver's seat to winning the NFC South. And if you win the NFC South, that means you automatically get yourself a home game in the playoffs. And that's what it's all about right there, Joe, putting yourself in a position to win. So first things first, can they win the NFC South? Yes, I definitely think the Falcons can win the NFC South. So therefore, you get a home playoff game. And if you get that, Joe, you know how it is in the playoffs. People get injured. You know, teams play differently. So the Falcons have a good shot of making some noise. But I do like the Rams. I love Puka Nacua. I love Cooper Kupp. And you know I like Kyren Williams. You know, he was my fantasy running back last season. And you know what? He made me a lot of money. And now that they got Blake Corum, and that's a stellar offense. I love everything that the Rams are doing. So I'm not going to argue and say that, you know, the Falcons are going to be better than the Rams. But, you know, you did say that the Falcons, who do they have? A cast of nobodies. They don't have a cast of nobodies, Joe. They got Bijan Robinson. They have a perfectly great backup running back at Tyler Allgeier, who rushed over 1,000 yards his rookie year. Drake London. They signed Darnell Mooney. They got Rondale Moore. Kyle Pitts is about to have a comeback season with Zach Robinson as an offensive coordinator. We don't have Arthur Smith in the back, you know, playing coach anymore with a clipboard. We have a brand new style, a new energy in the whole entire locker room. And you know how that is, Joe. There's newfound hope in that Atlanta Falcons locker room right now. And they got explosive type of players that want to make some noise with them. So yeah, I actually do put them in a position to have a great season and possibly make a run to the NFC. Maybe get to the championship games if the dice rolls their way.
That was spoken as eloquently as you could be, let me tell you. That was a really good synopsis and breakdown of your Atlanta Falcons. Now, let me throw cold water on it. You have no shot, Matias, no shot to win it, okay? And you should have gotten the music ready. You have absolutely no shot with Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons. Not going to happen. In any capacity. I'm sorry. Going to happen.
Music wasn't even supposed to go there. I know it wasn't.
I thought you were building it up because I thought you were getting yourself. It's okay. You have no shot. There is no way Atlanta, and here's the thing, it's a slap in the face, really, to be quite honest with you. It's a complete slap in the face to McVay and the LA Rams. And I'll say this in regards to their defense. They lose Aaron Donald to retirement, but they pick up Jared Verse, that I think was a top 10 type of talent. They got him, I believe, at 19 overall. They got his teammate from Florida State, Fisk, a dynamic 1-2 punch in regards to the interior. Fisk does the dirty work. Jared Verse is the sack specialist, the man that is very difficult to move. He can play inside, he can play outside. He's a Myles Garrett type of player. He's going to force double teams on each and every snap, and I think it's going to be very difficult for teams to run on that front seven. Here's the thing. I'm not expecting with McDonald, Seattle to be anything. I don't think Geno's that good. I think his age has caught up to him. I think you are what they are. I think Pete Carroll actually overexceeded expectations with an average roster. I think people sold him a couple of years ago. They bought him last year, and they are what they are in regards to Denny Green. What you see is what you get. So I think there's the potential. And we know about Arizona and Kyler, right? Yeah, he gets now Marvin Harrison Jr. They do have a little more optimism. Gannon was very good in regards to, you know, ATS numbers. But they're not a 500 team. They're just not. I don't think that defense is that good. I think the Rams, as an outside shot, can push the San Francisco 49ers this year. For the division, I'm that much of a buyer, as long as Stafford's healthy, that this offense can step up. And again, you know, you have Kyren Williams. You got also Blake Corum in the draft that could spell him. Blake Corum can catch the football out of the backfield. He's a smaller type of back, but very durable, very good between the tackles, built similarly to Kyren Williams. He's a workhorse. Now you put both of those guys there. You got Puka Nacua. You sprinkle in an aging Cooper Kupp. I mean, they have something there. As long as Stafford's healthy and he wants an extension, the deal, I would give him a 1 or 2 year deal. I would give him more money than I would Kirk Cousins, Matias. I'm that much of a buyer of Stafford over Kirk Cousins because at least the guy's won something.
No, I'm not going to argue with that either, except, you know, Joe, I love Matthew Stafford and his NFL career. You know, he's been slinging out things since he came out of Georgia into the NFL, Joe, with Calvin Johnson, with Cooper Kupp, and now with Puka Nacua. He won his Super Bowl against the Cincinnati Bengals at home in L.A. What a career. He's a warrior. He's been hit left and right. He's played injured. He's played through injury. I'll never say a bad thing about Stafford. But you know what, Joe? The thing with the Niners, how is that offensive locker room right now? I know Christian McCaffrey's there. We know how great Debo can be if he's healthy. But I saw the Brandon Ayuk and the video that he posted today. I think he was on a FaceTime TikTok with Jaden Daniels.
He told Jaden Daniels they don't want him.
He said they don't want him. That's what he said. They don't want me anymore. And I think he's talking about San Francisco.
Well, who would he be talking about? He's not talking about his family. He's talking about the 49ers, all right. And then let's not
maybe
forget,
it's his girlfriend, Joe.
Jaden Daniels was his teammate in Arizona State before Daniels transferred to LSU. So we'll come back with more NFL talk on Carver and Lisi. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi. SportsGrid Radio. Breaking down a little NFL futures right now. Nothing better than that. I tell you, we're on the horizon. We're about 75 days away from the college football season. About 120 in regards to the NFL. So that's what it's all about. College season kicks off on August 24th. The college season and NFL on week after Labor Day. So, but there are, and I believe, in the NFC, it's a wide open race. It's wide open in the AFC as well, as long as the quarterbacks stay healthy. Yeah, I know Pat Mahomes in Kansas City plays in the AFC Championship each. It is absolutely amazing when you just think about the quarterback play that we have. And you look at just the Super Bowl odds. Kansas City at 6-1, San Fran at 6-1, the Ravens at plus 950, Lions at 13-1, Bengals at 14-1, Eagles at 14-1, and Bills and Texans at 15 and 16-1, respectively. You got the Packers at 19-1, Dallas at 16. Let me just say this. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills still are a dangerous team. As long as Allen's healthy, he has the ability to take over games and teams. And at 15-1, this is potentially their best Super Bowl odds that we've seen over the past five or six seasons for the most part. Eagles and what they have acquired in terms of the offseason, Saquon Barkley, they get Kellen Moore, offensive coordinator, Vic Fangio on the defensive side.
No shot.
There is no, who's got no shot? Let me hear this.
No shot.
Who?
Come on, Joe. I know it must be a bad NBA final game if we've gone on to the NFL.
Oh,
hi, Joe. How you doing?
He's back. You came back for this?
I had to say hello to you today. Come on.
Oh, come on.
I just got back, yeah. So I figured I'd say hi at the end. How's it going,
Joe? I've been giving you props all show in regards to Bryson DeChambeau.
What a Sunday. What a Father's Day.
What a Sunday. God bless and Godspeed. But let me tell you, well, I was just involved in, Matias is trying to sell me on the Falcons again. I can't do it. It's driving me absolutely nuts. But it is what it is. You think the Eagles have no shot? I mean, I think they have a better shot than most. I mean, I think they got better.
Well, no, I just wanted to get your attention. That's really all that I wanted to do there.
He could have texted me and said, I got Carver here. I'm coming on. I was giving you props all show.
Listen, Joe, it was a big weekend. No doubt about that. Big Sunday, the U.S. Open. Really, and look, thank you for giving me the props. I appreciate it. It was a great hit for Bryson. It was a stunning finish, Joe, as I'm sure you've alluded to here tonight on the show, with Rory missing those couple 2.5 and 3.5 footers on 16 and 18. I'll tell you, Joe, if I had Rory, you wouldn't have heard from me for a week. The way that he lost that tournament. If I had that guy, oh boy, would I be upset if I had Rory in that tournament. That was a very, very tough way. But Bryson still made, you know, even though a lot of people are going to make that about Rory choking, Joe, Bryson made some unbelievable shots.
That was some shot, Carver,
out of the sand.
By the way.
Yeah,
that was some
out of the
shot.
Sand.
I'll give him props. I actually saw that shot. When you said you hit it and you said we got it, I said, you know what, good for him.
Yeah.
You know, very happy.
It was
that you had a pop on or you just
No, it's just I got back, you know, obviously I had something going on tonight and I got back and I said, you know what, Joe, I got 20 minutes here. Let's jump on and say hi to Joe.
Let's go and see what's going on. I missed you.
So, and I wanted
to
Joe,
break down that game too.
How awful is speaking about breaking down a game? How awful is this NBA game, Joe? I mean, you got to be kidding me.
I didn't bring it up this whole hour. It's gutless. I don't even want to. I'm 67-46
at the half. Are you kidding me?
No. How does that happen?
Yeah, you know what, Joe? Celtics wanted to win it at home. That's it.
Well, I figured that, but I mean
they laid down and got gutless the other night.
I understand that's why they only had 60 points basically by the middle of the fourth quarter. I got their end, but what's the excuse for Luka and Kyrie and all the has-beens?
Luka and Kyrie and Luka. Luka
so
and Kyrie. You didn't go back to the Kyrie well tonight, did you?
Luka tonight too. He's bad. He He's worse than you, Matias.
Who,
he's
Matias?
Like Rob Lowe. He got
what was the? Did he, well, what did he have? Did he have a big? Did he have a big fight report on Saturday night? We did good with the fights, I guess.
I don't know. He was texting me off the hook. I don't know if it was the Euros or the fights. I have no idea. I was getting blown up across everything. My phone was blowing up. I was trying to multitask, and that was it.
Wow.
What'd Joe always says, I never give him winners. I gave him about a box full of winners, and he forgot to play it again, Mike. It seems like he forgets to play the winners, and he only plays the losers.
I know. Then he puts the losers with Nicky Dunlap, you know, to win the golf. That's just how,
all right, that's
how it goes sometimes.
You know, Nicky Dunlap, and, you know, I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, Joe, has he gotten you, have you played any of his Euro plays, Joe? Have you played any of the soccer plays?
No, I haven't played anything. I couldn't even tell you where to find the soccer place.
There's a soccer tab on the app. I mean, you just go over
there.
Yeah,
but he's throwing names out. I mean, I'm with the kids. I'm on the beach. He's giving me Euro picks. Like, it was terrible. It was no.
He's
good.
Just trying to get you involved in the soccer. I mean, what?
I couldn't, Carver. I'm like doing 1,000 things. I'm eating meatballs. I had about 17 meatballs last night.
Go ahead.
17 meatballs the other night. He's texting me off the hook. Every forkful I'm trying to stuff my face, he's texting me a Euro pick. I couldn't do it.
Joe, I got it. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Joe's held it down pretty much all night. And I just basically just came out of the bullpen here just to finish things out.
Clean me up.
I'll tell you what bothered me, Joe, and I don't know if you were on some of these overs or not in baseball tonight, but let me tell you, all I heard today and all I saw and all the research was that tonight was supposed to be some, you know, great night for home runs at Wrigley Field. The wind's blowing out to left field, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Ball's going to carry, blah, 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 blah. 1-0 in the bottom of the sixth, Joe. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Same thing in Colorado tonight, all I heard today. The wind, this is a humid, windy night in Colorado. Balls are going to fly out to right field. Top of the fifth, 3-1. I mean, just come on.
I know. Terrible. I'm with you. I got crushed with that. So they cost me, those two games cost me two parlays because I put in a couple of wheel bets. I bet every other over, alted, and they smashed it. Over Marlins, over Mets, over Toronto. 7-5. I have every other game that broke out. I had the Mets over. The Cardinal over, the other over. I mean, and this is the one gutless loser I have. Two of them. I'm terrible. And I'm on the Dodgers laying a run and a half and over 12 and a half, and that's going to cost me. It's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, they need to pick up the pace out there. They got to pick up the pace.
Yeah.
I mean, geez.
No good.
Let's go here. Your boy Jake Bowers just homered for Milwaukee.
I know. I'm on that total one.
Milwaukee
2-0. Could we just?
Oh, you altered that. You must have altered that.
I did. Yeah. Well, okay. Why not? Let's alt everything.
Yeah. You know what? This is a little, throw another log on the fire, right, Joe?
Yeah. Why not? Fuck it. Excuse me. Oh, sorry.
Boom! Look out!
Look out! Sorry. My bad.
Guess I should have stayed away tonight, Joe. You were smooth sailing. Should have let you get right in the barn.
My bad. What are you going to do?
Matias will take care of that.
Yeah, clean it up, Matias. Anyway.
I got to tell you, Joe, we've been doing this a long time now, me and you.
Yeah.
That's that, from off the top of my head.
That's the first time.
I think so, and I'm talking, we've been doing this show for like 2 years. We did the college football show the year before that. That's the first time I think that's ever happened to one of us.
Yeah,
slip one past the goalie. I think that's the first time we slip one past the goalie.
Slip one past the goalie. What are you going to do?
That's how you know Joe's frustrated tonight. That's how you
I am frustrated. But you know what? Much because I did take. Did you get the profit boost in regards to the baseball tonight? Because I did.
I did, but I didn't because of.
So I took it on the. I took it on the Brewer game. I took over 13.5.
I could use it live. You want me to jump in?
Yeah. So I did Yelich for an RBI. Ohapi for an RBI, Yelich for a hit, Ohapi for a hit, and Moniak for a hit.
Your boy Moniak.
But now none of them have a hit, and it's 2-0.
Well, you got some time left there. I mean, that's just early. That's still in the second. I'd be more concerned about these games in Chicago and Colorado, which is, you know, we could use some more gas in those games.
Well, that I mean, would you want to jump on the in-game total? We'll jump on the in-game total. It's up to you. Right now, I mean, if you have it pre-game, you might as well do it in-game. No?
If you have it pre-game.
You're going to be up? Like, are you going to be up all night? You're going to watch the second half of this game?
Yeah, I got some time left in me. Yeah, why not? Why wouldn't I?
I mean, you think the Mavericks are live with the points?
No. I'm done with the basketball. I'm gonna flip the baseball on. I'm not gonna get involved in that. Joe, you should take this out. You did the whole show tonight. Go ahead, Joe.
We'll be back tomorrow. Right here on Carver and Lisi. Win some bets tonight. We'll see you tomorrow for Carver and Matias. Have a great day. I'm Joe. Talk to you later.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.